Kaya Biz.
It's exactly 9 minutes to go before we hit the 8 o'clock mark. And as has been painted, the picture has been painted regarding the education crisis that we continue to face in South Africa. A few years back, we were well aware of the Fees Must Fall protest action that took place. But now, more recently, students have raised their concerns about the mandatory vaccination moves that have been made by certain universities in the country. The South African Union of Students has not ruled out a national student protest in its efforts to reject the move by some of the country's universities to enforce mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. To share their thoughts is a representative of the union itself, Deputy President of SA Union of Students, Siyathaba Nkonyana. Siyathaba, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Google, for having me on the show. Greetings to everyone in the studio and to everyone else listening at home.
Thank you for joining us and sharing your perspective. I think first things first, provide us with clarity as to what the stance of SAUS is regarding mandatory vaccinations at our universities.
Okay, first, before we get to our stances regarding mandatory vaccination, we'd like to state clearly that we support the vaccination of all persons, and we commend the government on making the COVID-19 vaccine accessible and available to all persons. But however, when it comes to mandatory vaccination, we see it as a method of seeking to exclude students from accessing higher education, and we therefore are absolutely against mandatory vaccination.
So you're against mandatory vaccinations, and this has raised major concern. Remind us why? Because of exclusions.
Yes, so we actually are encouraging students to get vaccinated and to go for the booster shots as and when it is necessary, of course, with respect to particular medical conditions and religious aspects and other circumstances that we can count. But South, however, is not in support of mandatory vaccination, as this would be a violation of the rights of South Africans as protected by the Constitution. So we see that, in fact, rather than wanting to force students to take the vaccine, institutions of higher learning should rather engage students and encourage them and see reason as to why there's a need for them to take the COVID vaccine.
Some might say, well, that's a fair and valid point, as you're saying, you know, offering citizens and members of the public the freedom of choice, which is something that many of us are used to. But have you considered how best then, as a student organization, that higher institutions of learning can be mindful of the COVID regulations despite having some unvaccinated students in the premises?
I think that institutions of higher learning are actually the perfect ground for to be able to engage young persons, which are the majority of people in the country. And if we're able to engage these people and educate them on the importance of why taking this vaccine is needed and the effect it has not only on one person's life, but on generally the country in terms of fighting the pandemic and ensuring that we stop the COVID from having more variants. So in having engagements and actually teaching people, because people that are in universities are not all studying what COVID is or what the vaccines are or how they work. So the only way that we're able to actually make them understand is to actually educate them. And this would actually see less of a burden for the government, because as young people, they're very influential. They're able to go back home and actually educate other people that might be reluctant. So students initially were not reluctant to take the vaccine. In fact, a lot of them were planning to take the vaccine. But the moment that you say that it's absolutely mandatory, then you're raising flags. And that's a natural human response, that once something is forced upon you, then you start questioning and asking yourself why now, or why you have to do it like forcefully. So, but that's why we encourage that institutions of higher learning should, in fact, just engage students and make them see why they must explore, because institutions of higher learning are research institutions and they know better than us. But exploring the legal route and saying that you force students to take the vaccine is absolutely something that we will not tolerate.
On that, Siyathaba, SAUS has actually appealed to the Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education to intervene on this particular matter. What outcomes are you looking to derive there?
Yes, so we have noted that certain universities like UCT, Rhodes University, have actually released communication to students saying that, in fact, if they have not vaccinated, they might see themselves not being registered or being admitted into institutions of higher learning. And we absolutely find that unacceptable. unacceptable. And the fact that the Department of Higher Education and Training in South Africa has sat there and not said anything regarding or anything around that is actually quite shocking. So we're expecting them to get back to us as soon as they can. And we are actually also exploring all other legal routes to make sure that our students have access to higher education and that our students are actually admitted for the academic year of 2022.
Please indulge us on these alternative routes and maybe even the worst case scenario that you've planned for.
I can't really say now because I think that would be just moving too fast. But what I can
I guess is what I'm asking.
I cannot say that. But as long as it's the legal route, we're definitely going to take on that part.
Okay, makes complete sense. Thank you so much, Asia Taba. As a representative of the SA Union of Students, your message to students is to exercise their options, right? But prioritizing their health overall. And maybe that's also what I'd like to hear, your thoughts, not just for institutions, but for students themselves who might be going to institutions this year.
Yes, as SAWS, we absolutely encourage all students and staff to get vaccinated. However, our point of departure with regarding the vaccine is when it becomes mandatory. That is something that we absolutely cannot and will not tolerate. But we are encouraging students to get vaccinated. We encourage students to get their booster shots if it's necessary. And, of course, in respect to other healthcare conditions and other religious aspects.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Asia Taba. I really appreciate your time this evening. And of course, looking forward to a favorable outcome. Very briefly, do you have any deadlines on when you'll hear from Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education?
At this point, we're just monitoring the situation in the country around all the universities, because as you know, most universities haven't started with their registrations. But as we're monitoring the situation, as more and more universities are opening up for registrations, and we'll just take it from there.
Fantastic. Thank you once more. That's Asia Taba Nkonyana. She is the Deputy President of SA Union of Students, SAUS, giving us some insight on their positioning, particularly when it comes to mandatory vaccinations.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.